Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former federal prosecutor and president of West Coast Trial Lawyers, Nima Rahmani.
The trial of Chad Daybell coming up early next year. Lots of starting to wonder how that's all going to end up going down, considering we had round one in 2023 with Lori Vallow Daybell. One of the interesting things that is new with the Chad Daybell case is the fact that Chad is saying, you know, I actually want cameras. I know Lori didn't. I know the prosecution doesn't, but I want cameras in my courtroom. It just seems a little odd, a little different. Joining us to discuss, Nima Rahmani. Why does Chad want cameras in the courtroom from a defense perspective? It seems like an odd request. Normally, it's keep the cameras at bay.
Yeah, definitely. Usually, you're seeing in these big cases that the defendants, especially in capital cases, they don't want cameras in the courtroom. We're seeing it with Brian Koberger, of course. That request's already been made. The Lori Vallow cameras weren't in the courtroom. It was actually a delay. It was a little bit of sort of a different type of situation, but you know, Chad Daybell is no ordinary criminal defendant, Tony. Don't forget, he is an author. He probably wants to be a best-selling author, and he's a cult leader. So,
yeah,
what better marketing for your cult followers than have your case broadcast live for weeks? So, I'm sure his sales will go through the roof.
Is it a sales ploy? I mean, is that really what it comes down to? Because I was contemplating that earlier today, not even necessarily from a sales perspective, but from a perspective of Chad believes his own bullshit. At least I think he does. We know Lori does. Lori still is down that road. The question was, is Chad still going to believe it when it comes to standing trial, or is he going to back down to try and save his own life? Is this Chad trying to grandstand and have his moment in the spotlight to preach what every nonsense he believes?
I mean, it's possible. It's tough to say what these two believe. I mean, we've been covering this case for a long time. I remember doing, you know, TV interviews from home, shut down during the pandemic, and then they were predicting the zombie apocalypse and the end of times. I think it was sometime in 20 or 2021. Well, we're all supposed to be dead by now.
Yeah,
so, well, you know, these are two obviously very strange people. And the sad thing is, you know, everyone around them ends up dead, including their own children, buried in their backyard, of course. So, you know, this isn't a winnable case by any stretch, I think, for Chad Daybell. I thought Lori was going to point the finger at him during her trial. She didn't. I mean, he's going to have to point the finger at her, but I think that's less of a believable case. And, you know, in my experience, whenever you have these subsequent defendants, you know, one after another, you know, once that first defendant is convicted, the jurors know that. And even though they're supposed to decide the second case, the subsequent case, based solely on the facts and the evidence in that case, they have to know the co-defendant was convicted. And that's got to put some sort of implicit bias in their head to return a guilty verdict in the second case as well, especially when the defendant is even less sympathetic.
The fact that in the Lori case, they didn't really argue her case at all. It was pretty much rested right away. What, in terms of pieces from the Lori Vallow trial, are going to be admissible in the Chad Daybell trial? Is it free game? Is it because these two are connected in such a way anything that took place there can be rehashed? Or do they have to go back and recall all of these witnesses and all of this testimony again, with it being Chad's individual trial?
Yeah, it's going to have to be the latter. And, you know, it's sort of a question of, you know, why were the cases severed in the first place? You know, there you know, we thought maybe there'd be inconsistent defenses and that finger pointing. It didn't happen. Obviously, in Lori Vallow, there was no defense. No one took the stand. Lori didn't testify. They didn't have a single witness. So that was a pretty quick guilty verdict. But of course, Chad Daybell's lawyers, they have the right to cross-examine all those same witnesses. So expect to see more of the same. It's going to be really a rinse and repeat of that case. And I don't really know what Chad is possibly going to say or do to be able to convince even one juror to acquit. I don't think it's going to happen, but we'll be able to hear the case and the gruesome details once again, unfortunately, Tony.
That was actually,
the question is, though, is he going to get the death penalty?
Well, yeah, I mean, at this point, are his attorneys sitting there? I mean, if you're to, I mean, just speculate on this, are they sitting there trying to figure out how to win this for Chad when it seems almost impossible probably to win this? Or is the goal at this point simply spare his life and we're going to try and do whatever we can to get there?
I think it's really saving his life. I think if you save Chad Daybell's life, that's a huge win for the defense here. Really, it's not guilty. I mean, look, the kids are missing. They're frolicking in Hawaii. You know, when they're searching the backyard, Chad Daybell takes off. There's so many damaging, you know, text messages and, you know, some of the stuff will be unique. I think if you're going with the Lori Vallow case, you know, it was really her son and his testimony and the phone calls. I mean, it's like, Mom, what have you done to my brother and sister? I mean, you're so powerful. You know, so maybe there's some unique things to Lori. I mean, she's the mom. She's supposed to take care of her kids. But, you know, I think most of the evidence will be the same. I think, you know, there are some folks who thought that maybe Lori was under some Chad spell or, you know, was manipulated by him. Again, I don't see anyone being sympathetic for Chad Daybell. I don't know what kind of possible mitigation case they're going to put on. Look, I mean, I've covered a lot of death penalty cases. I think the biggest one recently was Nicholas Cruz. And, you know, I think the defense for the worst school shooting in American history did a very good job of actually making some jurors feel sorry for him, right? His upbringing, his mother's drug and alcohol abuse, you know, some of the abuse he suffered, you know, his parents. But like, who's going to feel sorry for Chad Daybell? You know, what sort of mitigation is there? I mean, you've killed two kids, your own kids, and a horrific death, burned one, you know, dismembered the body. One of them has special needs. It's like, if you believe in the death penalty, Tony, this is a death penalty case. I just can't see this going anywhere else.
I can't, for the life of me, try to think about what the defense is going to be on Chad Daybell. Obviously, with Lori, they threw their hands up and said, we have nothing. Are they in the same place here with Chad, or do you think we're actually going to see some sort of attempted defense for Chad in this?
I mean, I think if you're the lawyers here, you got to just swing for the fences. I don't think there's much, if any, chance of connecting, but I think you got to do something. You know, Lori, I don't know why the defense did what they did. I guess maybe they thought, listen, we have nothing to lose. The judge took the death penalty off the table. We plead we're going to get life. If we put on, you know, some sort of no defense, we're going to get life. We put on defense, we're going to get life. I'm surprised they didn't try to do something before summation because it was such a weak defense. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just what Lori wanted. I really just was really a head scratcher as to why they did what they did.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.